Opening arguments were heard in the trial of Christopher Monfort yesterday. He is accused of killing Seattle police officer Timothy Brenton in 2009. Jurors will have to determine whether they believe Monfort was sane at the time of the shooting. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Jurors will spend several months hearing the case against Christopher Monfort in King County Superior Court. Prosecutor John Castleton says he'll present DNA evidence and other proof that Monfort is guilty of Brenton's murder and the attempted murder of other police officers. He's also accused of an arson attack on police vehicles.
You also have no doubt that the defendant committed these crimes with full knowledge of what he was doing, fully intending the results that came, and that he prepared long and thought long about all of these crimes.
At the arson scene, Castleton says Monfort left a knife plunged into a police car with an American flag hanging from it. Monfort's defense attorneys say Monfort developed a delusional disorder. He believed his attacks were legitimate and would help address police brutality. Attorney Todd Grunhagen says Monfort ranted about the issue even to strangers, including a doctor in an elevator at the University of Washington.
Just two people in an elevator, one doctor and one Christopher Monfort. And he is described as making good eye contact and then just going into a rant about issues of police brutality.
Grunhagen says Monfort was capable of planning his crimes, but he was still mentally ill. Monfort has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. If he's found guilty, jurors will then determine whether he should face the death penalty. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.